Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay,
we are recording.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Girls Who Get It podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Julia.
And this is going to be our last episode of season 3.
Yep.
We're taking a little bit of a break just for the month of December, just so we can, you know, holiday stuff. Spend time with our families, get a little bit of a break before the new year. And then we'll be back with season 3 in January.
It's going to be busy. And I didn't even realize until like this week how busy. So much needed break, I would say.
Yeah. Have you done any of your holiday shopping yet?
Yes.
Nice. I am pretty much done with mine. I'm just waiting for some stuff to come in the mail. But I did good. Like, the sales were pretty good this year.
Some of them were, yeah. I got a lot of stuff on, like, good sale. And I don't know. I still have, like, my mom to shop for, brother-in-law, a couple people I have left. But I should probably get online. We're entering the window of, like, you're running out of time to order.
Yeah.
On time, I think. And I hate being, like, down to the wire, so.
I know. Normally, I'm, like, a last-minute scrambler with the Christmas gifts, but this year I was really on it and I'm proud of myself, and it feels good because I'm like, well, this is the first year that I don't feel super stressed.
It does feel really good when that's the case.
It's nice. But anyway, tonight, in honor of this being like our last episode for 2023 and, you know, end of the season, end of season 2 and all that, we thought that we would just do like a New Year's type of episode.
Yeah, like a 2023 recap, and then also our hopes and dreams for
and we have some fun games planned. We're gonna make some holiday cocktails, so it's gonna be good.
A whole event tonight.
So where do you want to start? Do you want to, should we do our peak and pit of 2023?
I think, yeah, let's start there. Let's start with the pits.
Okay, you go first.
Get them out of the way. I did write some down, just so I wouldn't forget any horrible thing that happened to me. My number one pit was probably how my hair was falling out. Remember that? That was really scary for me and traumatizing, and it kept me up at night. I never felt anxiety like that. By far, the pittiest pit I could think of, because that was like weeks long of me just like, I honestly don't know how I even survived, which sounds dramatic, but I had a horrible January and February. It kind of bled into February,
but everything's good now. Like, that hasn't been an issue.
Yeah, it's definitely slowed down. If it didn't I really think I would have been like noticeably bald, which I was trying to I was googling like wigs and like how to what trust me, like it was, I don't know, it was a wild time for me and I hated it, but made it through, so I guess that's like cool. This pit is kind of silly, I think, but I think it's kind of relatable. It feels silly to even say it, but I will say it. One of my pits this year was like my weight fluctuating, and it's for a couple reasons. Like, one, I got probably down to my lowest weight, but that was only because of all my anxiety. Plus, I mean, the medicine I was taking that was helping me with PCOS and in that way helping me with weight. But because of all my anxiety on top of that, I just like didn't eat. So I got down, I don't even remember, lowest I've seen in a while. So it wasn't even like cool. I was like not even proud. And that's how you know, like, weight doesn't equal healthy, because I wouldn't have called that healthy.
True.
So that was, like, not great. And then I was off my medicine. I had other things going on. I gained weight back. And it's just been kind of, like, a frustrating thing to deal with. Like, on either end, losing weight, gaining weight. So that I considered my pit. Obviously, there's worse things in the world, but just something that came to mind. And I couldn't close out this pit portion without mentioning the Love Bomber. That was really something. That was a pit.
Yeah, big monumental
pit.
Moment of the year.
It was such a peak in 2022. Because I thought I met this great person for me, and then it turned pit for 2023.
But you know what? Good. And hopefully in 2024, he won't be in anything.
Not enter 2024.
He will just, we're leaving him in 2023.
Yes. We need to leave him in 2023. That about does it for my pits.
I don't have like a specific moment, because I honestly feel very grateful. I feel like this is, it was a pretty good year for me, but I think that my pits were just kind of, I feel like this was probably my most stressful year as far as like adulting is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, just stress when it comes to like money and all of the things that come along with just living on your own.
Right.
And, you know, not having anybody to help you. And I don't know, because this was like the second year of me living in North Carolina. And like the first year I moved here, everything was good. And like my rent was really cheap. And I don't know, like this year, honestly, YouTube AdSense has just plummeted. A lot of people have been talking about how you just don't get paid the same this past year. Yeah, like it just hasn't been as reliable. So that was kind of scary. I was having to rely more on like working at the salon. And then, you know, my rent also went up, and the lease on my car was up. So I had to figure out what I was going to do about that. And it was just a lot of moments where I felt really overwhelmed. And I was like, oh my God, am I going to be able to like stay above water? I wish I had someone to like split things with that could help me financially and just in general.
I wish that all the time.
But you know, I'm coming out at the end of the year and I'm feeling okay.
Yeah.
So that's all that matters. And then my peak, I would say it was just like all the traveling I did over the summer. Like this was really my year of saying yes to everything. And as I was saying, like, yeah, I was like stressed about money. So. But then I traveled and went on a bunch of vacations, but I kind of was like, all right, I need to just enjoy my life. 'Cause you never know, you could die tomorrow.
Exactly.
And yeah, so I made some really, really good memories from all the trips I went on. Also, another peak for me is like, I think I fell back in love with doing hair again this year.
That is a peak.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. You're so good at it. It would be a shame, like, not to share your talents with the world, with North Carolina, anyway.
Yeah.
And the world, because you post tutorials.
That's true.
I really feel you on the money. So that's what I'm dealing with like now, kind of. It's just tighter than I'm used to.
Yeah.
Whole buying a house and stuff.
Yeah. But I think, you know, like you'll adjust. It's just.
That's what it is. And it's also like, so when I switched my jobs, it ended up being a pretty hefty pay cut. And there were trade-offs. Like I get better insurance. I get better. Like there's a lot of good, which is something I evaluated, of course, before I just went and did it. And then to switch jobs and buy a house back to back was a little bit crazy of me, but anyway, it's taking a lot of adjusting. I'll be like, I have no money, but like I do, but I don't, because I won't allow myself to spend like anything in fear. No. I have to hoard it, because what if it doesn't cover? And so, you know, buying a house is so cool and it's so great. Yeah. And it's so awesome that I was able to pull that off. Still, I'm trying to figure that out, which is one of my peaks, by the way, buying this house. But along with that is I still have my lease, so I'm still paying rent. So that sucks. And that's something I'm trying to figure out and navigate, along with my giant pay cut. So,
yeah,
it's hard. It's really hard to be a single person paying for everything. I mean, there's not one thing I don't pay for.
Yeah. No, same. And it's like, if you had somebody else living with you to split things with, you could kind of have that like assurance of like, well, worst case, like if I'm, you know, running a little low one right. month, like they can kind of help me out and pick up the slack or, you know, whatever. But
exactly,
it's just you like, you don't have a parachute. So
no, my parents are really great though, which helps me feel like a little bit like if I really can't do it myself, like I can ask them, which I don't like to. I've always made it really, it's always been so important to me to like do it on my own and to feel like maybe I need help. I'm like, oh no, like I'll work through jobs as long as I can do it. Oh, but to finish up my peaks, I had a couple others. Well, buying the house, I never thought I would be able to do that, like ever. And so that was very cool and awesome. I have getting Rowdy, who is snoring next to me. He's been so great. And actually today, I think I taught him how to lay down. So
nice.
He's added so much like joy and like excitement to the house. Puff probably wouldn't say that that's her peak, but she warms up to him like a little bit every day.
Good. She'll get there, hopefully.
And my last peak is making some new friends. And I added that as my peak because for the last, like when I moved here, I thought I was going to be leaving at some point. So I forget if I've talked about this, so I'm sorry if it's repetitive, but I didn't really put any effort into making friends. Like I talked to people at work and I would go out with people from work sometimes, but it was just because like they were in my environment.
Yeah, like why establish roots somewhere if you're going to be gone in a year?
I didn't really want to do that, and I was going home a lot more, so I wasn't around on the weekends to like cultivate friendships, and I don't know, it just wasn't really that important to me, I guess, at the time. I still have you, I still have friends from home, I still have like, I just didn't really think to do it, and I didn't want, like you said, to establish myself here. But then this year, obviously, with like buying the house and stuff, kind of established. But before I did that, I met my friend Maddie, who I mentioned on the podcast, other girls at work, and of course I'm at work, so like they're still from work, but it really was cool to like actually have a genuine like friendship connection with someone and not just like, oh well, you're here and you're my coworker. Like they don't work on my team necessarily, so I don't know, that's been great. And it feels nice to have like a more of a community here.
Yeah, that's a great point. I would like to add that to my peaks as well, because I feel the same way. I feel like I establish a good group of friends over this past year.
It really changes things when you're living away from home. Like, of course, you still have your friends from home and you still have your family and all that. But then to have people that are 10 minutes away, it helps more than I expected it would.
Yeah, it makes you feel less lonely. It makes you feel more settled. And it feels like, okay, this is home. This is my base now. I have people here.
Yeah. I mean, that was the biggest switch this year, is like, I guess I made that decision. And now I have a dog and a house and friends. Just like that. Just within, like, it's really crazy how much can change in a year. And as I was thinking about like my peaks and pits, I was like, wow. I mean, I could think of plenty of bad things, but all the good things that I got out of this year is just like really awesome to look back on.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like looking back at 2023, it stands out to me as like a good year. Like I have more good memories than, you know, any negative ones.
Right.
Should we move on to our resolutions for 2024?
Sure. I have a good list of those.
Okay. You go first again.
Some are big and some are small because I don't think resolutions should be like daunting, like, oh my God, I need to save 10,000 bajillion dollars or I need to lose 50 pounds in the next year. Like,
yeah, like I need to be a completely different person by the end of the year.
I aim to be realistic.
Yeah.
Some things are, you know, bigger than others, but first thing on my list is to make sourdough because it really intimidates me. And this is what I mean, like it's small, it's nothing major. I can definitely accomplish this in a year, but I've been putting it off because sourdough is kind of complicated. And please leave us a message or a comment if you make it, because like I've been into making bagels and bread and pretzels and just trying things that I'm not super comfortable with. Sourdough, I'm really not comfortable with.
I've heard it's complicated.
You have to do the starter and you have to let it, you have to feed it. And then I just don't fully understand it. I have a book about it. So I'm going to take that on in the new year. Next up, I want to take Rowdy swimming, which seems, he almost went swimming the other day on our walk, but I feel like he'll really like it. And I want him to be in like a true, like a lake or something.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, I want to plant a garden. I'm not sure where yet because the backyard's a little bit shady, but I love, my sister and my brother-in-law have like a really great garden and it's so cool. You could just go out and grab, you know, oh, I'm going to go get freaking, I need a bell pepper. I'm going to go grab one in the yard. Love that. And I also recently learned how easy it is to grow garlic. So even if it's just a garlic garden,
I mean, it makes sense because I feel like even if you just leave it sitting around for a long time, it starts sprouting on its own.
And all you have to do, you just plop a clove in there and it sprouts and that's where it comes from. So I was like, what? Had no idea.
Nice. Wait, I need to start doing that. I love garlic.
I know. And I go through so much garlic. I would love that. Walk outside, grab some tomatoes, grab some garlic. What more do you need? Let's see. Next on my list, spend less time on my phone. Some days, it's an embarrassingly high number of hours that I'm on my phone, and it's really for no good reason. So I would like to cut down on that.
The TikTok scrolling.
It's bad. And I want to delete TikTok, but I can't.
That's why I'm so glad I never got it in the first place.
I just love it. And I learn a lot on it. That's why I even tried to make bagels, because people on TikTok were doing it. I was like, this girl can do it, so can I. And then I did. So there are good things, but there are negatives, like spending 6 hours on TikTok.
Yeah.
Next on the list, read a book a month, which usually I'll read like 3 books a year. So I think I can manage a book a month. And I've also gotten into audiobooks because Spotify now has audiobooks on, which is great if you have premium, which I always had premium because I'm addicted to Spotify. So I already listened to one. I'm almost done with another one, except for that Spotify limits your audiobook hours, which is really annoying. You only get 15 a month. But if listening to books count, then I will definitely meet that goal, because listening when I'm walking Rowdy, when I'm driving, when I'm cleaning, cooking, that's so easy.
Oh yeah, totally.
Next up, figure out a workout routine that works for me. I was going, and then with moving, and then I got Rowdy. I need to figure out when I can go. That makes the most sense. I do have a gym at work, so that helps. Just for him, I walk him in the morning, Sometimes I come home at lunch to let him out, at least for now. And then I come home and I take him for another walk. So I just don't really know when I would want to go, morning or night. But I definitely want to make it the effort to do that. And lastly, kind of hitting on our point earlier, I want to budget better because for a while I didn't budget at all and I didn't pay any attention to where my money was going. And that is a luxury I no longer have. So,
yeah, very nice. I feel like those are all like actually attainable,
reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah. Resolutions.
Before, when I was younger, I'd put like lose 80 pounds and that would be it.
Yeah.
Like no way to do it. No, nothing else with anything in any other aspect of my life. Just that. Okay. What are yours?
Well, one, I mean, it is attainable, but I don't know how realistic it actually is for me because I honestly don't know if I actually would stick to it. But I really want to keep up with doing Duolingo.
Oh.
Because after I went to Italy over this, well, in the fall, it just really made me want to get better at Italian. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to go back again and actually be able to communicate with my family and speak Italian and feel confident.
Yeah.
You know, speaking to people. So I downloaded it on my phone again the other night, but I've only done one lesson so far. So
about it is like hard. I go through phases where I'm like super good and then I just fall off, but that's a great goal.
Yeah, so I'm thinking if I like get in the habit of doing it like every night before bed, like even if I just spend, you know, a few minutes,
yeah,
that's something. And then every time I talk to my mom, I can be like, okay, talk to me a little bit in Italian, like let me hear it so that it stays fresh on the brain.
Yeah.
So that's one. But other than that, I definitely would love to get a bigger apartment, which hopefully will be happening when my lease is up in March. I also really want to focus on my health. I feel like, you know, that's a very typical one, but I just want to drink more water, continue to eat healthy. I've been doing that for the past couple of months. Like I was doing that last year. That was my resolution at the beginning of the year. And then I kind of fell off a little between all the traveling I did over the summer. And I've been back at it the last 2 months. So I want to just continue that because I just want to take care of myself and just feel good. So like continuing to go to the gym, just trying to be more active. I have an Aura ring now.
I was going to ask.
So I literally just got it today. So I'm going to be, you know, tracking my steps and all of that with this, which I think is like,
wait, it tracks your steps.
Yeah. It tracks your steps. It keeps track of your sleep patterns, your heart rate, a bunch of stuff. You can track your cycle.
How does it do that?
I don't, oh, and because it can like track your temperature.
I want one now. I didn't understand the hype, but like,
I didn't either, but my friend has one and she was raving about it. And then it's technically not like the Aura ring brand. It's, I have the box right here. It's Ultra Human. They DM'd me on Instagram and they were like, can we send you a ring? And I was like, yeah.
I would
please do.
I keep forgetting to wear my watch, my Apple Watch, which I like for steps and like mostly just for steps because I like to know how much I walk.
Well, because then it makes it like a game because if I'm like, oh, wow, I got like 8,000 today. Okay, let me like go for a walk to hit 10,000 before I go to bed.
Exactly. I'm more likely to put a ring on than I am my watch. I actually
same.
Don't.
Because it literally just looks like jewelry. Like, it's comfortable. It's cute. I hate the look of Fitbits and Apple Watches and all that stuff. And, like, they're just not comfortable to me. I know myself. Like, and if I have to take it off every time I get in the shower, you know, stuff like that, it's just not realistic. So this, I feel like, is very doable for me. And I'm hoping that by tracking and, you know, keeping track of everything, it'll help me stick to my goals.
I'm looking it up right now.
But that's one. And then I just want to be outside more. I feel like I really have gotten in the bad habit this whole year of anytime I have a day off, I just want to stay home, stay inside in my apartment. I rarely, and it's like, I live in this beautiful place and I rarely go to the beach anymore. Unless it's like in the summer and I'm going with friends or something. But like, I used to go all the time. Like, I would just go by myself, take Benny, like during the week, if I had a day off, just go walk on the beach. I don't do that anymore. Like, I don't just become such a hermit and I don't want to do that. I want to like spend more time out in nature. And then I also would really love, if I don't actually like have it up and running by the end of the year, I at least want to like continue making progress getting to that point of starting my own business.
Mm-hmm.
I really want my own salon suite, and I've just been in the process like of making a website, and I want to do online courses because I had started that up a few years ago. And then it just kind of fell off and I forgot about it and never continued with it. So I just want to like, I don't know, continue hitting goals in my career. I feel like I got to a point where I was just really stagnant and comfortable and just kind of felt uninspired.
Yeah. We'll have to do an episode on that because like 12 questions just came to mind.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this isn't the time for them. But once you have more info, like once you start the process, we'll have to do.
Oh, totally. And I definitely would. I want to vlog like once I get to that point where I'm actually like going through the process of getting everything going, like getting the business license and my business bank account and blah, blah, blah. Like, I definitely want to vlog that on YouTube as well and just share the whole process because it's overwhelming.
It seems it, yeah.
But it really excites me. So that's going to be the goal that I'm going to continue working towards for 2024.
Welcome to my kitchen. I have to be in here for my cocktail because I'm trying something a little out of my comfort zone.
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah, so now we are going to make some holiday cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to share our recipes. What are you making? What's yours called?
Oh, that's a great question. It just says a winter cocktail recipe.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of giving White Russian.
Ooh, okay.
But like a little jazzed up. So to start, you need to use your stove. So I have my only pot that's in the house currently.
You're cooking over here.
I know. I feel so fancy with this gas stove. Okay, so now that I have that on, this recipe calls for 2 cups of milk.
While you do that, I'm going to grab ice from the freezer really quick.
Okay. So I have my 2 cups of milk. And then it says 1/3 cup, half and half. That I didn't have. So instead of half and half that this calls for, I'm going to use the Grinch sugar cookie creamer. Because I don't have half and half.
Oh, that sounds good. Wait, is it green?
No, it's just normal.
Oh, then why the hell is it the Grinch?
I don't really know.
What's Grinchy about it?
Well, just the label.
Just the packaging. Okay.
Medium heat. Bring to boil the milk, half and half, sugar, nutmeg, and vanilla.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
I do not have just nutmeg, but I do have pumpkin pie spice. Which has nutmeg in it. So I'm just going to... I also don't tend to measure spice, so I'm just going to do...
Just eyeball it.
Like that much. And then my vanilla. Again, I'm not going to measure this. Okay, so I just need to let this come to a boil. Oh, wait. I need to add the sugar. As if this needs more sugar. So let's hear...
Okay, I'm going to mix mine really quick then, because mine is... simple. It's just mixing. I'm doing very on brand for me. An espresso martini, but peppermint espresso martini, so it's festive.
That sounds
and good. Look at my cute garnished glass with crushed candy canes on the rim. Like, come on. That's holiday. You want to, I mean, you know, this part's optional, obviously, but like, it looks really cute. So I just took agave and went around the rim, and then I crushed up a candy cane and just dipped the glass in that so it would stick. You could do like sugar water or honey or maple syrup, like what, any kind of sticky sweet thing that you have. And then I have my espresso here. So this is a single shot of espresso. Dumping that in. And I just like to do equal parts. So we also are going to use plain vodka and coffee liqueur.
Yum.
I think Kahlua this time of year has a peppermint flavored Kahlua too. So you could also use that if you want. But I'm just going to use like peppermint syrup to give it the peppermint taste because I don't want peppermint. I don't need a whole bottle of peppermint Kahlua. That sounds disgusting to me. So I'm going to do one shot of the coffee liqueur.
Do you use Bailey's or just Kahlua?
So if I have Bailey's on me, I will use it. I do love Bailey's. I don't have any at the moment, so I'm not going to do it. One shot of plain vodka.
Shots of vodka?
I know. Every time I think about that. I think like a traditional espresso martini doesn't have any kind of cream. I know some people put Bailey's in it, but then I don't think traditionally it has that. I think it's just like coffee, liqueur, espresso, and vodka. But I like mine a little creamy, so I am going to add a little bit of half and half.
Yum!
And then I'm going to add my peppermint syrup. Look how cute this little bottle is.
Cute!
I got it at World Market.
They have all the syrups.
It smells so good. I would say probably like a tablespoon of this, right? That sounds about good. I'm not following an actual recipe, by the way, if it's not obvious. So I'm just going to eyeball it.
Yeah, I mean, to taste.
Yeah, and if I feel like it needs more, I can always add more. And then I have a bunch of ice in my shaker here. We're just going to shake this bad boy up. It's probably not a good idea for me to be drinking espresso at 6:30 in the evening, but... I don't have to be up early tomorrow, so it's fine. Okay, so then we're just going to pour that in there.
Wow.
Oh my god, it smells so good.
Look at that.
Beautiful.
Looks gorge.
I'm going to just taste it to see if it needs more peppermint.
Of course.
No, I think that's good.
I just turned my heat off. And now I'm whisking in my cocoa powder.
Beautiful. By the way, love the merch.
I thought I'd wear this on our final episode.
Very cute.
Who likes the merch? We may or may not have more ideas.
Good stuff coming for season 3, guys. So stay tuned. Oh, and also during our little break in December, I am going up north for Christmas. So... we will get together and do an Instagram live. So make sure you're following us on Instagram so you can get notified because we don't have a specific plan just yet. So I don't know what date this will be happening.
Yeah.
But
Christmas and New Year.
Yes, exactly.
I have to pour this into a jar and let it cool. So wish me luck.
Oh, okay.
I'll show you the color of it when I get it in the jar.
I can just imagine how good it probably smells in your house right now.
Incredible. Here she is. It looks like chocolate milk, but I'm supposed to wait to add the vodka. That's what makes it a cocktail, by the way. The vodka part. Varnish the rim of glasses with sugar and fill them with ice. And our final step.
I love that vodka bottle.
Isn't it gorge?
What's the brand called?
Crystal Head.
That would make a really nice gift.
This was a gift, and I can tell you that it is a really, really great gift.
Because it's like you're getting the alcohol, but then even after you finish it, it's like decor.
Yeah. It looks great on a bar, I'll tell you that. I'm serving it up in a little Christmas mug.
Oh, cute. And then give it a taste test and let me know how it is.
Whoa. It's very chocolatey. It's basically boozy chocolate milk.
Love that.
I'm not mad.
Sounds great to me. Okay, so we are going to play a drinking game. I found a bunch of different scenarios. These were like never have I evers, but I picked ones that were more specific. Like, I feel like we probably have done most of these things, but have you done it this most recent year? So drink if you did this thing in 2023.
Okay.
First one, faked sick from work.
No.
I didn't either.
I don't tend to do that. I like work. So at least.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like my work is so flexible. So if I don't want to go, I'll just say like, I don't need to like make up a fake excuse. Anyway, gone skinny dipping.
I tried. I did want to, but I didn't.
You didn't this year. Eaten someone else's lunch from the office fridge.
No.
Smoked a joint.
No, but I do have one.
I have. Peed in a pool or the ocean?
The ocean.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I would ever pee in a pool. Unless I was, like, ridiculous. Oh, wait, no, I did pee in a pool.
What?
It was, like, a really, really big public disgusting resort pool in the Still? Dominican Republic. There was a shit ton of people in there. They all were peeing in there, I'm sure of it. And we were all so pissed drunk. And I was just like, I didn't even know where the bathroom was. I was like, whatever, fuck it. Everybody else is peeing in here, so. Did hard drugs.
No.
Me neither. Fell asleep in public. Mm-hmm.
Where?
Everywhere. Everywhere. Well, on a plane.
Oh, I guess that does count as public. Still not me.
Fell asleep at work?
No.
No, me neither. Drunk dialed an ex.
I know, like, come on.
Had a one night stand. Like, not this past year.
Not this year. Wait, that's kind of
growth. Gone through someone else's phone.
No.
I haven't. I mean, I have, but not this past year. Been to the hospital.
Does urgent care count?
Nah. Gone skiing or snowboarding.
No, but I want to this year. I want to go skiing this year.
Can't relate.
Well, I mean, this year is, you know.
Traveled to a foreign country.
I didn't this year.
Oh, wait, that was last year that you went.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That was already almost 2 years ago. Holy shit.
Last year I went to... Was that?
Yeah, that wasn't your most recent... Your most recent birthday, you were in Nashville.
Right.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that was so long ago. I definitely thought it was this past year.
Feels like this past year, but that year I went to Italy and then I went to Montreal, which is just Canada, but that would have been twice.
Okay. Accepted a drink from a stranger. I have. Mm-hmm. Had sex in public.
No.
Me neither. This year. Been in a wedding party.
Oh my gosh, that's me.
Gone gambling. I gambled $11 in Vegas, and wow, that was it. I'm not into it, but I was like, I can't be in Vegas and not gamble. Yeah. Flashed someone.
Does bra on still count?
Does what?
If you still have your bra on?
Sure, yeah. We were on the cruise, and we were, like, leaving our port, and there was another cruise ship next to ours. So, like, as we were passing each other, I flashed all of them.
Incredible.
Cut your own hair. Stayed awake for 24 hours straight or more.
I would never do that.
I think I've only done that once as, like, a preteen.
Yeah, there's no way I'm doing that.
Cried or flirted your way out of a ticket? Neither. Unfortunately, I wish.
No tickets for me.
I got one. Mm-hmm. Spent an entire day in bed watching TV or movies. You weren't sick or anything this year?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I was excited. No, I knew this was going to happen. Not on the white sweater. Oh, it came right off.
Oh, amazing. Wait,
is this magic? What is this fabric? Wow.
Okay. Crisis averted.
Sent nudes.
I guess for those listening, if you hear just silence, then...
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, if you're not watching us, go watch the video. Like, this one's worth watching the video.
Probably want to watch, yeah.
Received nudes.
Do you want to
say you're sending them and with nothing in return?
Well, yeah, I got some.
Re-gifted something.
No.
I didn't either. Gone on a blind date.
What's a blind date? Like a setup? Sometimes I feel like dating app dates are blind dates.
It kind of is. Yeah, sort of. I mean, I guess typically like a traditional blind date is like you don't know anything really about them. Tried to make an ex jealous.
Not really.
Me neither. Set a friend up on a date.
No, but I tried.
I have not. At least, I don't think so. Not this year, anyway. I mean, I have in the past. Or I've tried to. I've tried to set you up in the past.
Oh, that's right.
It was a no-go. Paid for adult content.
Paid? No.
Me neither, but we have this former cosmetology teacher of ours that has an OnlyFans. And I've thought about subscribing because I am so curious.
You should.
I got to show support, right, for our girl. Like,
yeah.
Got a bad sunburn.
Mm.
I didn't, thank God. I haven't gotten a bad... I've been so good about protecting my skin. I haven't had a bad sunburn in years. Thank God.
On The Bachelorette, we were just out in the tubes, like, all day on the lake. Mm.
Well, especially when you're drinking, you just like, yeah. Got food poisoning.
No.
Me neither. Got in a car accident.
No, thank God.
Yeah, knock on fucking wood for that one. Got a parking ticket.
I don't know if that was this year or last year, but it like kind of blew away and then I never heard about it again.
Yeah, I feel like parking tickets, like nothing usually ends up coming of them, but... I got at least one, if not a couple. Dressed up for Halloween. I did.
I don't think I did. What was I doing Halloween?
I dressed up twice. I went to two different Halloween parties.
Oh, that's fun. I don't think I did.
Gone commando. Yeah, I know you love to do that.
I just don't see why not.
I only did, like, literally once or twice this year, and I hate it. I hate it so much.
Like, with leggings?
Yes, especially with leggings.
Like, we're gonna have to do a poll. Underwear with leggings, yes or no? Because...
No.
For me.
Oh, it's so... Ugh, no. Worn a wig or extensions?
Not this year.
I had my extensions for most of the year.
That's right.
Kept the tag on something to return after wearing. I did that. I did that for my Halloween costume, actually.
That's smart, because who keeps Halloween costumes?
It was a pirate hat, too. Like, when the hell am I, like, no. Unless I'm going to be a pirate again, but.
Right.
Peed or shit your pants?
Nope, not this year.
Me neither. Slid into a stranger's DMs.
No. I'm too shy.
I feel like, no, I don't know if I did this year. Online stalked. Yeah, I do that on like a weekly basis, at least.
I'll stalk strangers just because I'm in like a Facebook fight on a random post from a random page. I'm like, I gotta see what this person's about.
Yep, same. Got a cavity.
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know either, unfortunately. That's on having no dental insurance. Hooked up with someone from a dating app. I didn't this year.
Good for I've been you.
Very good and monogamous.
Wow. Monogamous?
Yeah, I've only been with one person this whole year. I know. It's crazy.
Oh my god.
Thrown up in public.
No, but I did throw up in front of, like, all the my friends and Cass's mom on her wedding night.
Nice.
Someone had to, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I have not done that this past year. Had a bad hangover.
I feel like I lucked out this year.
Same. The last time I had a really bad hangover was when the first weekend that I moved into this apartment. That was technically 2021. And that was the worst, one of the worst hangovers I've ever had in my whole life. And I was like, I am never doing this again. And I haven't since.
Wow, that's amazing.
Texted the wrong person on accident. I don't think I have.
Isn't that the worst?
It is the worst. It rarely happens, but the one time that I remember it happened and it was like bad because I was literally like pissed off at one of my friends and I was trying to like bitch about her to another friend and I accidentally texted it to her.
That's always what happens. Always. It like a whole scenario and that's how it goes. Did I ever tell you I was bitching about my ex-boyfriend to Cass and I took a screenshot to send to Cass and then I sent it to him?
That's literally what I did too. I took a screenshot of our conversation. I was like, can you fucking believe this bitch? And then I was
what
like,
what do you
oh, that was you. Yeah, well, I just owned up to it. I was like, oh, I meant to send that to Kayla because I hate you right now.
You're really yeah, sorry about that. I'm just it's so awkward.
Oh god, yeah, it is. Clogged a toilet.
Like, I guess I have to drink that out.
Damn. I haven't this year, surprisingly. I feel like
a few close calls or
no, not even.
Wow. Even in Italy?
Yeah, even in Italy, yeah.
Those toilets.
Oh. Well, no. It wasn't clogged. It just like not enough water was coming out, so I had to just like wait a little bit but I never had to like plunge. It was never clogged, yeah. Gone camping.
No, but I want it to.
I do too. Add that to my New Year's resolution. I want to go camping this year in 2024.
So fun.
Fought with a friend.
No, I don't think so.
I did last year, but not this, not 2023. Watched a movie in theaters.
I did. What movie?
The most recent one I saw was Priscilla. I also saw Oppenheimer and Barbie.
I saw Barbie and I left early.
Dine and dashed.
No, but there were times I wanted to.
Yeah, probably same, but I feel so bad. Have you ever done that in your lifetime?
No, but if they start taking a while to get back to me when I'm ready to go, it does cross my mind.
Started a new job.
I mean, technically.
Went on a road trip. I did, I guess, technically.
Yeah, me too.
On to a concert.
You know, I don't know if I did this year.
I don't think I did either. Oh, hey, Rowdy.
You are so rude.
He's so cute. I love the floppy ears.
They're so floppy.
Binge watched an entire show. I definitely have. I don't remember off the top of my head now which shows, but it's been a few.
I actually started binging that James Franco one,
11-22-63. How do you like it?
I really like it. I think that was how I spent my Saturday night.
And lastly, rewatched a show or movie that you've already seen a million times.
I always do that.
And that is a yes. I always do as well. Mean Girls was on the list. I'm currently rewatching Gilmore Girls for the 9,000th time.
I watch The Office constantly.
Okay. I got one more game for us.
Okay.
So these are some things that I feel like have been really popular and kind of trendy over the last year or so. And we are going to say whether we are still feeling it or if we want to leave that shit in 2023. The cowboy copper hair trend.
I love it.
I love it too. I'm here for it.
Me too. The maintenance is something I feel like people don't talk about enough, because as someone that kind of had it, if you're not a natural redhead, you're going to have roots and they're not going to look necessarily good. Maybe not bad, but it is upkeep. Just because it's not blonde doesn't mean it's no maintenance.
Okay. Taylor Swift. I feel like all this whole year, that's all, like, you couldn't escape it.
That's really true, especially now with like Travis Kelce. But I'm a little bit here for it because I used to not like her that much. But then all the stuff I've seen about her this year made me like her a little more. And now that she's with Travis Kelce, I am jealous and I want to be her.
Oh, so I was going to say, you're taking her to 2024?
Yeah, I'm going to take her.
I want to leave her back in 2007.
Okay.
So, personally. She's gone. Sorry. Look how red I'm turning. Every time I drink, I feel like my face gets so flushed.
Mine does too, but mostly with like wine.
I literally look like a tomato right now. Like, what is happening? Stanley Cups.
I'm bringing them. I have one true Stanley Cup and two Simply Modern, like, dupes. But I kind of like those better, and I love them. And I use them all the time, every day.
I love mine, too, and I use it every day. I've never drank so much water in my life, like, consistently. No. Yeah, it's so good. It's worth the hype. Bringing it with me.
Yeah, me too.
Crocs.
I'm bringing them.
I've never owned a pair of Crocs. And I thought they were awful for the longest time. And then there was a period of time, like yours, I was like, oh, okay, I gotta get it. I think they're kind of cute. I considered getting a pair for myself. But I'm like, the look of it, I'm just kind of like, meh.
They're not cute, no. But I saw a girl on TikTok that wore these platform ones, and she made them look kind of cute, so I got them. And I have no shame. I call them my big Crocs. Because it does look like I could stomp someone out. Like, they're huge.
Maybe if I see those, it'll change my mind. But I'm happy to just leave them. I don't think, I have no desire to get a pair.
You want me to show you?
Yeah, you have them? Let's see the platform Crocs. Oh, shit. Yeah, it hasn't changed my mind.
Here's my big Croc.
Okay.
I love them.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just giving grandma to me. Okay, well, what about the dad sneakers?
That I haven't gotten into.
I'm still into it. And I still think it's cute. I'm taking those with me. Parachute pants.
I'm a leave it.
I'm ready to leave it too. Like, they're still cute. And I was really into them like over the summer. But now I'm like, meh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Low-rise jeans. I think I know your answer to that.
I will always leave it.
Yeah.
Fine. Low-rise, no. High-rise, yes.
High rise only in this house.
I have a few that are just under my belly button and I don't mind them, but like low rise.
I need something to like hit me at the smallest part of my body.
Mm-hmm.
And that is above my belly button. Anything that hits below just makes me look so square and shapeless.
No, and they are comfortable, I have to say.
What about metallic clothes?
No.
Leaving it?
I'm leaving it. I've seen enough silver jeans. Let's be realistic. Are you wearing those to work? Where are you wearing these silver jeans? I guess like for a little event or like a concert, but it feels like costume to me.
That's true. I do have this silver dress that is so beautiful that I have yet to wear.
Exactly.
So what about Starbucks? I feel like I'm leaving that shit. Like, I used to be such a big Starbucks person, but they have gotten so damn expensive to the point where it's ridiculous. Like, every coffee that I order is like almost $7. And it's just for like a basic, simple fucking cold brew. And I'm like, oh, hell no.
That is true.
It's pissing me off. And now supposedly they're charging extra if you ask for light ice. Excuse me?
It's less product.
I mean, it's more drink.
Oh.
Technically. But it's bullshit.
I got a... What did I order? A venti sweet cream cold brew? Sweet... You know what that is?
Yeah.
Should be like $4, right?
For the venti, I think it used to be like five and change.
Okay, even still. And then I added some caramel brulee because I love that and it's winter. It was like $8.
That's the thing too. It's like I ordered something. I think I got the, what was it? I got the pumpkin cream cold brew, which they normally put like vanilla syrup in it. So I asked to swap the vanilla for pumpkin syrup instead.
Yeah.
So it would be a little more pumpkin-y. Why are you charging me extra for that? I'm not adding anything to the drink. You are swapping something. Why are you charging me more? Like, that is bullshit. I'm sorry. I'm over it. Fuck Starbucks. Like, it used to be so convenient because I loved the app and going through the drive-thru and whatever. But like, it's just pissing me off, and I just...
No, I kind of...
rarely go there anymore, and I'd rather just go support a local coffee shop.
Yeah. And I think that, like, I used to say Dunkin' always gets it wrong, and, like, you can't get a consistently good coffee. Now I haven't been finding that, and I went to Starbucks the other day and got their own, like, signature drink, like the gingerbread chai tea... latte.
Mm-hmm.
I came up with that recipe. Like, I didn't change anything. Actually, I added a shot of espresso. I swear to God, it was just oat milk. Like, it was only oat milk. Ew. And I paid, of course, who knows how much, $7-$8 for it, especially with the shot of espresso, and it was oat milk. And did I take it back? No, but I should have.
What about the Kardashians, them in general, and also their Hulu show?
I could take it or leave it. I don't love, I don't hate it. I don't care. Some of the content's like funny, so I can appreciate it.
There's some good, like Kourtney Kardashian has some really good quotes. There's some good audio.
Yeah.
Like funny reels with her voice.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been losing interest in them in general over the last few years, but I'm going to still watch their show.
Yeah, I mean,
I just can't help myself.
On in the background, I think.
I just like to see their outfits and their hair and makeup, and
that's
really it. Dating apps.
I would like to leave them, but I'm sure I'll be taking them with me.
I am not taking them with me. I am done. Acrylic nails.
For the time being, I'm leaving them.
I agree. Me too. I love acrylic and like hard gel and stuff, but I'm really enjoying the short natural nails.
Yeah, I'm going to miss them, but I gotta look at me. I am going to paint them, but just like gel.
Yeah, that's what I have on now.
Also a budgeting thing, so.
Same, same. And time management as well, because it's like. Time,
money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fluffy brows.
To a degree, like, sometimes I see people and it's just like they're standing straight up and it's so fluffy that I'm like, I think you're missing the mark.
It kind of looks insane.
It looks like you got electrocuted. And if you just do that and then comb the tops down, I think you got it.
Yeah.
I love a full brow. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. But I agree. Mine are fluffy right now, but.
The super, like, if done right, I'm bringing them.
Yes. I agree. Same.
Sometimes they are rough looking. Not going to lie.
What about big lips and like lip filler in general?
I would bring it if I had the funds.
Yeah. I love a little like tasteful filler. I love having a little bit of a plumper lip, but I'm not into like the overdone. I feel like I used to be into like really, really big full, but now I'm more natural.
Yeah. I agree. And I feel like on me personally, when I had them, I liked it. And I like, because like one side of my lip kind of goes up and I like they're not balanced. I think it helped balance them. But for my side profile, I didn't like how they like protruded.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, tasteful. I'm all about it. I was just talking about getting more Botox and filler and whatever. Do whatever yeah.
I agree. I agree. I
love the option.
What about the clean girl aesthetic?
If it works for you, that's great. Me in a slicked back bun is not a look. So I never bothered to try. I'm not a clean girl aesthetic girl.
But I hate the term. Yeah, I hate the term clean girl aesthetic.
Yeah, because what is that supposed to mean? It's a vibe. I mean, it's like a, oh yeah, today I'm rocking my like clean girl, like I don't know.
But I'm all for it. Like I have really, really been embracing like the minimal makeup.
I have been more too.
And I like to just do like clean, simple everything. More minimal in general.
Badly to do like a slicked back look, I just can't nail it. I feel like that's like the hallmark of the clean girl aesthetic is just like this tidy, neat little bun or ponytail that's like perfect. It doesn't look good on me.
Honestly, for me, it's like it's lazy girl aesthetic.
Yeah, because it's
literally. Okay, and lastly, chrome nails.
They're fine. I had them like once.
I just feel like they were so popular this past year, and every single person at the salon, like constantly, people were getting chrome
really? Nails.
Oh my God. Yes, it was huge.
I didn't notice that.
And especially, I don't remember if that was still this year, if that was technically last year when Hailey Bieber did like the white, like the glazed donut, and yeah. Everybody was getting that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't love chrome, but I don't like anything like glitter or shiny. I don't like, I want my nails to be like one color. Although I will say I've gotten French a couple times this year and I like them.
I did that for my birthday.
I feel fancy.
Yeah.
So like I like French or just a color. I don't like sparkles. I don't like shine, like chrome kind of shine or like pearl. So that's probably why I didn't notice the chrome.
I could take it or leave it. I'm kind of over it, I think, because I just feel like I was like people were just doing it so much.
Yeah.
And I just like clean, solid, like you said, just a solid color.
We're so glad that you guys were patient with us after season one, and season two went a lot smoother for us, I think. So we're excited for season three.
We are, and I feel like we have more ideas, and like now that we kind of got in a groove with season two, you know, it's just only going to get better and better. And we really appreciate everybody that's been like patient with us and stuck around, and those of you who continue to listen week after week and follow us on all of our social media and like our posts and comment and, you know, just engage with us. It really means a lot. We'll be back very soon. Don't forget to send your voice memos or just anything, any story you have, something you want advice on, anything you want us to share on the podcast, topic ideas, literally anything. We're so open to it. We want to hear from you guys. So you can either email it to us, girlswhogetitpod@gmail.com, DM us on Instagram @girlswhogetitpodcast, leave it in the comments here on YouTube or, you know, wherever you're listening.
Yeah. Please send, because we're still going to be online and checking our socials and stuff.
Well, that's going to be it. I hope that everybody has a very happy holiday and a happy new year. Stay safe.
We will TTYNY. Talk to you next year.